Beyond 7.
Home cooking. Home cooking.
Cooking with Sheridan Rogers. Thanks to Bianco Room Brighton Les Sands $55 five-course degustation experience. BiancoRoom.com.
20 minutes to 10. Good morning, Sheridan.
Good morning.
Now, I'm very excited because my mother was a very ordinary sort of a cook. But one thing she could cook was trifles, cake and custard and port wine. And I believe that's what you're going to talk about, trifles.
Oh, trifles?
Oh,
I'm going to talk about truffles.
We never heard of truffles.
No, listen, I tell you what. A lot of Australians have certainly never tasted them. I think people are beginning to hear about them because, look, Western Australia, or they've already got the iron ore, they've got the gold, they've got the bauxite, and now they've got the black diamonds. They are growing these magnificent black truffles, which have originally come from, they're the type that are grown in France, in Perigord in the southwest of France. And Western Australia has outdone everyone. I mean, I know that they're trying to grow them along the eastern states, especially down in Victoria and Tasmania, but they're only getting kilograms, whereas these West Australians are bringing them in by the tons.
Oh, goodness.
It's not fair, actually, is it?
These are the ones that you get your dog to go out and...
Well, look, one of the French chefs was being a bit cheeky the other day, and he said, look, they do look a bit like dog poo, because they're small, you know, they're round and they're black. My God, they've got a far better fragrance and taste, let me tell you.
Is it likely they're going to be cheaper then in this side of the world?
I know that the imported ones usually that come from France, and some of them from Italy, the black ones, can be as much as $3,000 a kilo in Australia. I know Simon Johnson, who has the food store, the food emporium, he sells them for as much as that. But I believe that the people who are growing them at Manjimup will be selling them in Australia for a top grade for $1,600 a kilo.
Oh, that's good. I'll make a note of that.
Half the price, yeah. So have you ever actually seen one?
I've never seen one nor eaten one and probably never will at that sort of price.
Let me tell you, if you do smell one and taste one, you'll never forget it because it is the most distinctive smell. The other thing about truffles is that they're only in season for a very short length of time, at the most for 3 months, usually for about 6 to 8 weeks. So that's another reason why they're expensive, but also because they're hard to find. They grow underneath hazelnut and oak trees, and they don't show their heads above the ground. They actually lock into the roots under the ground. And so they need to be found by either pigs, and we're not using pigs in West Australia because pigs are known to actually bite people's fingers off because they think it smells like their mate.
Oh.
It's known as an aphrodisiac, actually. Goodness. So in Western Australia, they're using dogs, and the dogs are being trained by this terrific woman in Manjimup, and are very successful at finding the truffles.
I think we should all move to Western Australia. That's what's all happening.
Oh, I must admit, it's really boom time over there in more ways than one.
Now, look, Master Chef has gone, and I'm not a watcher of it. They had less ratings than they expected, I believe.
Look, I just couldn't sit through it on Sunday night. Heavens above, I mean. No, there's too much of your time taken up.
Now, what about Junior MasterChef? Is that
Junior MasterChef is filming at the moment. I know that, and I think it's going to air either September, probably October. A couple of my little girls, I think, have got in. The couple of the girls that come to my classes, so that's very thrilling. We'll just have to wait and see, though.
Keep our fingers crossed. Now, what sort of a recipe do you have?
Well, look,
for
I've got a recipe for you, for absolutely divine. It's a panna cotta, which is an Italian cream dessert, which is infused with the truffles. Now, let me say, if you can't get the truffles, just make the panna cotta without them, and you can make the lovely salsa that goes around the outside. It's made with diced apples and pears, and it's in a red wine reduction, so that's really quite easy. If you can't get the truffles, don't worry, but it is stunning with the truffles. It's a beautiful recipe, and it comes from Alain Fabregue, who runs a fantastic restaurant just outside Perth at Mandarin called The Loose Box.
Okay, what's it called?
Okay, so it's a truffle panna cotta with Shiraz reduction and apple and pear salsa.
And it's on your website?
It's sheridanrogers.com.au.
Now, before you go, I think you might have heard the boys tuning up in the background. Later in the week, we're going to get a visit from a new group of three young teenagers from Italy who've won a big competition over there. I guess it's like the X Factor.
Mm-hmm.
They put out their first album. They call themselves Il Volo, V-O-L-O. What's that?
Il Volo,
yeah.
The flight.
And their first song, which I'm going to play, is Il Mondo.
Oh, okay, so that's the world.
We've heard it before by Patrizio Boane.
Okay, and if you think of Il Volo, you know that song I love, Volare. You know,
oh, yes.
To fly, yeah.
Okay, Here is, I've got to interview these boys and they don't speak English.
Oh, heavens.
Later.
You're going to need some help.
Yes, here they are singing Il Mondo.
Okay.
Talk to you next week.
Bye.
Bye.